remember last time, Clive Silverton of Belleville, Illinois, admitted to Julia and Carl that he had once fixed the Cotton Bowl game, an action that has resulted in his being blackmailed for years by one Raymond P. Antrim. It is now moments later as Carl and Julia discuss the problem with Mr. Silverton. Let's listen.
Well, when will it all end, Mr. Silverton? I mean, how long can he go on gouging you?
I don't know. He's been doing it for almost 30 years. He's been bleeding me dry.
Well, how much does he usually want?
12 cents. Always. The same amount. 12 cents.
12 cents? But that's not...
Every 7 minutes.
What?
That's right. Oh, that must be him now. Come in.
I sure wish you'd move your moat outside again so every time I come over to collect my 12 cents, I wouldn't fall in the water.
Well, I'm sorry, but I...
Well, never mind. Where's it, though?
It's right over there. I'll go get it.
No, just hold on here.
Yes, just a moment.
What? Who are you? Hey, Silverton, who are these nuts?
Oh, I don't know. Just a couple of people. They found your original blackmail letter to me in a book they got at the library.
What?
That's right, Antrim. And you're coming along with us.
Huh?
Yes. No longer will you be permitted to harass a man who suffered for his crime 1,000 times over. No longer will you be allowed to realize personal gain at the expense of a poor, forlorn creature whose memory of his misdeed is punishment enough in itself. No, Mr. Raymond P. Antrim, not so long as there are moral, unselfish, ethical persons such as myself and Julia here on the face of this otherwise oftentimes greedy, self-serving earth. All right, let's go. We're going to pay a little visit to a certain Belleville, Illinois police station.
Well, wait a minute, man. How about if I split the loot with you?
You got yourself a deal.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we'll hear Julia say...
Carl, I think you could have gotten 7 cents if you played your cards right.